Hey everyone, welcome in.
What's up?
Ooh, crowded couch. Hey guys, welcome in. So I'm here. I'm joined with Dumb Code. Is your guys' name, right? Is that what I should call you all collectively?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to introduce yourself one by one, who you guys are, what you do within the group.
So my name's Wynn, and I'm the main developer for most of Dumb Code's projects.
I'm Brownboy Wonder, and I make most of the models, machines, entities, and so on.
My name's Noose. I usually do all of the front end for the website, and I generally just keep it up to date.
Right on. Yeah, and we got a couple of changes to the set today. I'm going to cut to the audience. We actually have an audience, both live and sort of petrified. So, yeah, do you guys want to talk about what your main mod is, Project Nublar?
Wynn, you want to start it off?
Yeah, so our main mod is, it's Project Nublar. It's a it's essentially just dinosaurs in Minecraft, as you can see in the audience. But we're trying to make it as close to Jurassic Park as we can. So
Are you the big Jurassic Park nerd on the team? Who is it?
It's a variety of people.
There's a lot of Jurassic Park nerds on the team.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. But to expand on what Wynn said, it's more like, we want to really get every single part of it as well as it fits within Minecraft as possible.
Yeah.
So it doesn't go overboard. You don't have too many crazy things. So it's honestly about, having players build their ideal version of Jurassic Park.
Yeah. So in the end, what do you see it in? Because right now it's a little bit in an alpha state, right? Is it alpha or is it? Okay, so what do you guys see going forward, like a finished product? I know you guys have some like survival elements that you want to add to it, right? Machines and stuff.
Yes, we have a lot of the machines, like, model-wise, they're done. Texture-wise, they're done. We have this whole, modular system for it that's pretty much done. It's a matter of just, cutting them up so that, players can assemble them part by part.
So, yeah, okay. So you would assemble the models by first, placing a frame and then placing, different items that would slowly build up the model visually until you get the full finished model, and then you can upgrade certain parts of it parts of it faster, make better chances of outputs.
So what do you see, is there sort of a, I don't know, because I'm coming from a different sort of modern mindset where I'm like, how can I get the best resources, blah blah blah. Like, this is completely different. So would they help you with anything? Is it just purely just, because dinosaurs are cool? Because it's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, cool.
They have gameplay benefit.
But you might enjoy trying to get the best dinosaur. Because you've got a genetic system, so you can selectively breed
your
dinosaurs and get, top-notch stats or something along those lines.
Probably. You can, not just breed, you can very much edit them while you're making them through the machines. So at a certain point, there's a machine called a sequencer where you upload the DNA and then you can create the DNA, put into an egg later. That's when you can, actually modify each, gene within reason, of course.
You can add, DNA from other animals, and then that animal's DNA will affect the dinosaur's DNA. So if you add, say, bat DNA, it would make the dinosaur smaller in size or just stuff like that.
Ah, I see. Dang. So why did you guys decide to do it in Minecraft? Is this your guys' first project? That seems very ambitious.
As a team, yeah.
Yeah.
As a team, it's been going on for quite a while, but it is slowly. It's slowly getting there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think I was talking to Wynn last night, and you had mentioned that you had taught yourself from scratch because of this kind of stuff, right? Like through Minecraft? Was it you?
Yeah. So,
okay.
I learned Java through Minecraft modding. back like 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it was I'd known some C sharp beforehand, which they're like sort of interchangeable, but not really. But it was it was literally through like Minecraft Forge.
I love it.
I learned Java.
That's super cool. Yeah.
I learned C sharp first too.
Yeah, and then another thing, I mean, going to your website, you have sort of a little bit of a bare bones animation studio on your, like a web-based animation studio, but you showed me a screenshot of a work in progress thing. I think that's super cool, and I really do hope that kind of like blows up, both the mod and that, but that is just a really interesting idea. I haven't seen that, at least in the Minecraft community, I haven't seen something like that before.
The studio's in full churn right now.
The studio's the thing that's being worked on like mostly at the moment.
Yeah, because honestly, there are so many people. Like, you have one of the members of the audience, one of our animators, Hyperion. He makes some top notch animations, but like the studio is really, really essential for him to be able to like really pull it off the way he has been pulling it off so far. Like, I can send you some clips later of like the eating animation, drinking animation. It's just, it's really professional.
Like, yeah, I would love to see that.
Yeah. So,
version we've got now, the animator, he's been using it, and we've been just like getting all kinds of data just internally on what we need to do for version 2 for the animator going into the studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's not really a precedent for animating software. So,
there's a very small amount of good software out there.
Because most of the animations before were either done like through code-based animations where you would literally like tell how much rotation to do, which is fine if you're doing like small animations, but if you're doing like animations on top of animations and like loads of them, you can get like just a lot of code. But
So you guys made that out of pure necessity, right? I mentioned you had mentioned that you were using like a version of Tabula, right?
That was modified.
So I made a modified version of Tabula that just helped with the modeling process because there's a lot of like small things that people wanted with Tabula.
Yeah, it added some very basic stuff like vertex snapping, which is present in Blockbench. And from what I tried to use it in the beginning, when I was learning how to model and stuff, I found it very useful. Just, you know, snap stuff here and there.
So yeah, it's where you can click like a corner of one cube and a corner of another cube and just move the first cube to the second cube.
Yeah.
Like, so the corners touch, which is very useful when you're modeling.
Yeah, stuff's very specific to Minecraft or like a block-based type thing.
Yeah,
that's super cool. And so you just said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna make my own thing."
The Tabula, like the modified Tabula build started. There was a lot of like Tabula that I was rewriting or like hacking around just to get the stuff I wanted to add to work. And eventually, it's just like it's honestly probably easier to just write a studio myself that I can just add whatever I want to.
Do you see this sort of dinosaur mod? Obviously it's really cool, but do you want to show off what your studio thing can do using the dinosaur mod? Like, you're like, hey, look, check this shit out, we made it using this.
Honestly,
dinosaur mod is basically the tech demo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, we have this library mod, we have the studio, and so it's like that all just comes together to really like it. That's it's showcased within the mod. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah. So the Project Nuclear is probably like where we'd show off like what the studio is capable and what you can do if you know like what to do.
Dude, I love this because if it hadn't been for Coded, who's not around right now, but I wouldn't have heard about you guys. And I think, I don't know, it seems like, I don't know why I haven't heard about you guys, but I wish more people knew some of the cool shit that you guys are doing, because it seems like, at least in the quote-unquote modded Minecraft meta, like, there's not that much new blood coming in. It takes a lot to break that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think this. I mean, obviously, you guys are still alpha, so maybe when things get bigger, you guys will blow up. But I really wish more people knew. Like, I, this is really cool, these shit that you guys are doing.
Yeah, because most of the stuff we're doing is still in development, so it's right. kind of hard to like ship it out and advertise it.
Yeah.
The idea is to use internal data. So while Hyperion does animations and while our modelers do modelers, we get feedback internally where we can kind of piece something together as a version one, use it, and then just like tear it to shreds because we don't have to feel bad because we're doing it for ourselves. That way we can put out something that looks pretty, is user-friendly, and has already got the features that it needs to be useful.
Yeah, and also, like, recently we did the live stream for the Jurassic Park anniversary, and getting a working build for that took a lot out of Wynn. Wynn was straight up, like, he was burnt out for a little bit after that, and it was a lot of, like, I'd say a little bit of hackery went in there. Like, we just had to force things to, like, sitting animations, not having them not move. It just,
Because a lot of the stuff that's been done is all internal. And like, isn't really, you can't really show it off, but to get like a version for the live stream that had all this like cool shit in it, we had to like hack quite. I had to hack quite a lot.
That's straight up like game design shit. Like with the like any E3 demo, like they're like walking on thin ice. They're like, if you move one pixel to the left, you're gonna crash the entire thing.
It really was like that at some points. Like I think Noose, like something went wrong and he like couldn't join the server like at all at one point.
Right at the end.
Even after all that, like dinosaurs would be like dragging their butts on the ground, sitting and walking.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was good because it did a lot of like house cleaning, like for the code. Like there's a lot of stuff that I was like, oh yeah, that's good enough, and then go on to someone else. But then doing the live stream, I kind of would go back to it and like be like, oh, I can change this now because it's been so long since I've written it. I'm like in a completely different mindset.
So in the state that it is right now, how many models do you guys have? How many dinosaurs do you guys have?
So far we've showcased, let's see, the Mosasaurus, Gallimimus, Compi, Triceratops. I want to say about 9, and we have a few more to show that we're still working on right now.
Yeah. The way we add dinosaurs into the mod is quite easy. Like it doesn't take a lot of working. It's just getting the like systems to work. So there's only a few dinosaurs in the actual mod, but there's a lot of the dinosaurs that are already done. Like the assets are pretty much done. But we can add them now, but it would just be like kind of
we don't want to update them whenever we learn something new.
Yeah, and then I mean, it seems like the systems behind it, like the whole genetic thing, that's probably what takes the majority of the time, right?
That's mostly just data. So we have to have the system to like do something with the data, but adding more data is, I mean, that part's, we just have to assign attributes to the data.
And what are you guys using right now to keep these monsters at bay right now? This taxidermy mod, is that just a debug thing that you guys have or what? Because I think it's pretty cool.
That's a mod I made for the purpose of just showcasing models. It just allows you to upload a tabular file and a texture and then rotate it, move it, change the scale, animate it like a little bit.
Like create the poses and such like that you see like you could technically do all the sitting stuff within it, but we just had Hyperion like whip it up because you know he's a lot better at it.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you guys gonna release it? Because I think that's really helpful for reviewers or whatever.
We are planning on releasing it. It's still quite like early on in development. The UI isn't the best, and there's a lot of bugs.
And it's built on top. Is our library mod, where that's kind of going in tandem with the studio. They're being developed at the same time, and Tabula Taxidermy, which is what this is like. Using that library, so we need to wrap up the library before we can really release something user facing using it.
And additionally, it's like built on top of our skeleton builder system, so you'll be able to assemble skeletons and pose them and, you know, showcase them as you, as we've done with these mods, so models.
That's in Project Nublar. So you would place like different bones into the skeletal builder and then just be able to like pose the skeleton in any way you want.
Really? So yeah. So that's very much like a traditional animation platform. That's kind of a game changer in terms of animating, right? I'm imagining. I haven't heard of that in any other mods.
It uses the same system. The skeletons. You wouldn't animate in the tabula block, the taxidermy block, but
yeah,
using the same tools.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, shit, man. You guys have some really cool stuff going down the pipe. What do you guys have a rough idea of when like a playable, the next playable version will be? I know you have something out right now, right?
We don't have anything out right now other than, you know, the animation studio, which in itself is, you know, being worked on. But we're trying to work towards a beta with like a handful of dinosaurs and basically most of the other like machines and all that stuff pretty much done, and having like a core set of AI and genetics. Like,
we're getting tired of 1.12. So.
Yeah, so we want the beta to be on 1.12, and then after the beta, we're just gonna
get the fuck out of it.
Yeah, and go to like whatever the newest version is, probably 1.16, 1.17, and.
Okay, so where did you guys all meet? I know it should have been questioned at the beginning, but how did you guys all meet each other?
Jurassicraft.
Yeah. Shit. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
So we were all in Jurassicraft though. It's been like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Is that still around? Is that mod still around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's you know, it's doing what it does. Just kind of sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you guys met in that dev team and then moved on over?
Yeah.
We started this one as a result.
Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah, so you guys are just, you're the dragon. Or the dino boys. We keep calling you dino boys whenever we were like, that's how what it is on my calendar to record. So that's just, nice. Change your name to that. But where'd you get the name Dumb Code? I mean, is it, well, where'd it come from?
Well, we're some dumb. Some people on that, you know, Jurassicraft team had a few choice words for a few of us, like when, you know, criticizing their coding skills.
Ah,
so I was like, hey.
A negative into a positive.
Yeah, exactly.
Flip it around.
That's funny. We like to have fun here.
fun is not allowed, okay?
You should have seen some of the names like that were originally suggested for a team. It was pretty interesting.
Wait, I don't remember them.
The group chat still exists. Where we like.
You had like a brainstorming session for names?
Sort of, yeah. there was a lot of names being thrown around, and then we just eventually settled on Dumb Code. I don't know, it sounds
sure. Good. I'm sure Win Price Sucks was one of them.
Sure,
so
it was.
So do you, I mean, I love the, because a lot of times with dumb names come like dumb mods. I mean, like, it's the opposite. Like, it seems like you guys have very professional artwork and sort of a streamlined process. So who's the artist? Is it the guy in the audience right now, Alpha?
Or who's we have a huge team.
Yeah.
Yes.
How big is the team?
It's like 10, maybe 15 people.
I would say generally active 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About 10 active people at a time. There's about 25
in our,
wow. You guys are a damn company at this point. That's huge. So is it all just like artists, animators, that kind of stuff? Or
yeah. Okay. So, you know, we have Geggy on the team. I think you might know her.
Who's
I
that?
Feel like Geggy?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, she's there, but it's like, you know, most of the programmers, except for Win and News here, kind of like moved on. You know, they contributed their part,
right,
and they shifted focus. You know,
which is fine.
Like, yeah, it's fun. It's honestly like the whole thing is that, you know, we're all there for fun. It's a hobby. We can't force people to do stuff, like, you know, and that's just kind of how you get the best results, in my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing like as much as I've been doing if I didn't really enjoy it.
Right. Yeah, it seems like you guys keep that like positive atmosphere, which is important, because I've definitely been part of dev teams and or just, you know, been a lurker in a like IRC or whatever, and just seen how some people deal with it like super bureaucratically, and it's like, we're playing Minecraft, which is a Minecraft mod.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like, come on, it's not that serious. So it's cool that you guys sort of treat it with obviously with seriousness, but also with levity. So
yeah, I think having like a hierarchy system is kind of just stupid.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
People love being on their high horse and with their titles and stuff.
Like, we take it seriously, but we don't take it like we joke around and so like,
right,
it's not like serious, like everyone's just here to have fun.
Yeah, like the hierarchy really comes from like, if you're active, you know, you get to voice your opinion obviously, and that's how decisions are made. It doesn't matter how active you are, as long as you know, pop up and say something, you know, when something's being discussed, your opinion gets counted. It's as simple as that. There's no, oh, you're inactive as hell, you can't say anything. No, it's
you
voice your opinion, it counts. Simple as that. It makes sense.
Gotcha. Well, I really would love to throw some love and good projects way. So where can people find you? What URL? What look for updates? Where can they go?
Dumbcode.net.
There should be a new website coming out sometime this week or next week, I would hope. I've been working on it for a little while.
So we have a website at dumbcode.net. And then we also have a Twitter.
At DumbcodeMC, I think.
Yeah. So just DumbcodeMC.
And then we have a Discord server, which is linked in both of those.
Sweet. All right. Is there any other parts of the mod that I missed? Parts of the organization that I missed before we sign off?
No, not really. When do you think? Yeah, we have anything else to share? Say?
No, I can't think of anything.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being on. I really do appreciate it. This was a super fun episode, and I'm going to keep this save. So cool. I just love the models, and like I love the stuff on my desk. I might actually just make that part of the set.
Yeah, if you want the poses, the models for these, You can for sure use them in your audience.
Okay, we'll send sure. Awesome. Yeah. The little T-Rex on my desk is super cool. So I'm definitely going to keep that. So thanks, guys.